From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available voice-activated navigation. More at acura.com/RDX.
It likely wasn't the October surprise Karl Rove was planning, but he and the most cynical operatives in the GOP turned the scandal involving Republican House member Mark Foley into a handy gay equals child molester soundbite in record time. Maybe this time, after the years of twisting reality, this set of lies won't stick. This is not about Foley being gay or his own claims of abuse, which are no excuse for his own wrongdoing. What the sordid Foley story really reveals is one man's abuse and manipulation of power and how those in power with him cover up his misdeeds to preserve their own power. Mostly, this tale reflects the ruinous effects of living a lie. Mark Foley is a liar and a fraud. While leading the congressional charge for stronger legislation to protect youth on the Internet, he engaged in lurid email communications with teenage pages who ranked lowest in the congressional pecking order. He's been doing it for years with at least the tacit knowledge of those who could have made him stop or kicked him out of Congress. No one in the party that prides itself as the protector of family values did anything about it until all hell broke loose publicly. Only then did the Republican leadership, in full-throated righteous indignation, take dead aim at the easy scapegoat, gays. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich made the incredible assertion that Foley wasn't sanctioned earlier because Republicans didn't want to be seen as homophobic. This insults the intelligence of your average preschooler. Most Republican leaders trumpet their anti-gay credentials on a nauseatingly regular basis, and sexual harassment or abuse of a minor is wrong under any circumstance and regardless of sexual orientation. It may be that all this scapegoating and gay baiting will work, and the public will actually come to believe the problem is gay people. If they do, then Rove and company will have successfully launched their weapons of mass deception to win in November. With a Perspective, I'm Kate Kendall.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.